I'm Patrick Campion, and this is Issues of the Environment, a regular feature Wednesday mornings on 89.1 WEMU. Glad to have you along with us this morning. I'm sitting in for David Fair, who's on vacation this week. And our guest for today is Dr. Lynn Walter, Professor Emerita of Geology at the University of Michigan. Good morning, Lynn.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for being here this morning. And we're here today to discuss mining, and specifically the McCoy Minerals mining operation that's been in the news a lot lately, what they're doing in Linden Township. It's on a site between M52 and Island Lake. And what they're doing there and the impact it's going to have on the environment in the area and some of the reasons that people have raised concerns about that operation. So before we get to that, Lynn, is it okay if I call you Lynn this
sure.
morning?
Sure.
All right. Tell me a little bit about your background and I guess why you're here today.
Okay. Well, my background is I'm a, I guess you would say, a sedimentary environmental geologist. And I'm especially interested in water, the water cycle. As I moved through my career, I got very interested in rivers, streams, groundwater interactions, wetlands. I actually studied the fen that is under issue at Park Linden.
Okay.
So I have a lot of feeling for working with groundwater well logs and reconstructing the architecture of the subsurface.
All right. So suffice it to say, you definitely know what you're talking about when a lot of people bring up what is at the heart of this issue, which is how it's going to affect the surrounding wildlife and the water table and the lakes that are in that area as they look at really mining for almost 30 years inside of this beautiful area that a lot of people are saying should be preserved for its nature. So first off, what is it exactly McCoy is looking for there? What are they trying to get at?
Well, they're trying to remove sand and gravel.
Okay.
All right. And these are road patching materials. You can appreciate now with all the holes
yes.
in the road, there's a premium
okay.
on that material. And what they have selected as their site, there is a tract almost 200 acres, and it straddles the highest point, one of the very highest points called Stouffer Hill. And of course, it's not just a pinnacle, it's a broad region of extremely high topography.
Okay.
And it has been considered as a recharge area for water, feeding these wetlands, important in recharging groundwater wells and lakes.
Okay, so they're going to take a high point, and I'm assuming that in 22 years when they're done, that high point will be gone.
That's right. It'll be more than removed. I mean, it's 1,050 feet high right now, exceptionally high, and it will be reduced to about 925 feet.
Okay.
They will be mining below the water table.
So how common are the materials that they're looking for? I mean, it doesn't sound like they're not looking for gold or precious minerals.
That's right. These are not incredibly valuable oil, gas, diamonds, nothing like that. It's gravel and sand, and it's not an unusual material. Certainly, there's lots of smaller mines. The issue comes down to availability of the property, how much it costs, how big it is. And this is an exceptionally rich, I mean, it's a huge topographic high. I mean, nobody else would let them do this in an area where there was a lot of people around.
Right. So the fact that it's relatively low population suits them best. And then accessibility to an area road that they can get things to a highway. Right. Okay. So those are the things they're looking for, is availability of land and an ease of access in and out rather than the materials themselves, because the materials are really easy to find in this area.
That's right.
Okay. So when they start, what impact is it going to have right away on the area?
Well, right away. I mean, let's not talk about when they start,
okay.
please. Let's just say if they start.
Sure, absolutely. Okay.
So if this were approved, I mean, they have stated that their plan is to have 80 round-trip gravel train trucks traveling through downtown Chelsea on its way to 94.
Right, okay. So there's going to be a noise impact, obviously. There's going to be, I've seen some concern about dust. Are the materials they're mining going to raise a cloud of dust in the area?
Yeah. I mean, at the mining operation itself, tremendous noise, explosions, lots of dust, lots of traffic. Whatever you say, there's going to be chemicals used on the site mm-hmm. that are going to find their way into the groundwater. And the gravel train trucks themselves are of great concern to downtown Chelsea. tremendous concern.
Okay. So if they go ahead with this, in 1 year time, 5 year time, 10 year time, what evolves at that site? What happens there?
Well, progressively they are removing material, and in removing the material, I mean, this is a forested site. If you go and you look at it over like the Waterloo Pinckney Trail, which straddles it, it's forested. It's got thick soil profile. So all that's going to go away.
Okay. So when they're done, if you know this proceeds in 22 years or 30, if they get the extension, when they're done, what's left there?
What's left there is a huge pile of sand and a hole, and the hole will be filled with water. And they're like, look, there'll be water there, and it'll feed the wetlands. But the thing is, these wetlands, they are not there by accident, and there's different kinds of wetlands. Fens represent calcium carbonate wetlands, and they require cold, fast-flowing water.
Okay, so essentially what they're going to do is they're going to take a hill-fed wetland and turn it into a 50-acre plus site of a lake, right, basically, that they're going to create, or a hole that they're going to create that's going to backfill with water.
Yeah.
And it would change the ecological makeup of the area.
And it'll direct water inward. I mean, you don't take a high and make a low and say, okay, water's still going to go where it used to go.
So what kind of studies does a company like this have to do before they make a proposal like this?
Well, they provided a study, a hydrogeological investigation, which I reviewed carefully. Okay. And the problem with the study is that it concerns only their area. It's like, it's lots of sand, and there's sand below it. And you know what? That's not right.
So how far out? I mean, they looked at just the land they were going to touch, or did they look in the neighboring land as well?
They did not do cross-sections. I mean, there's water well logs. You could do cross-sections like mud, sand, mud, and I've done that. And there's thick mud layers all throughout there. The material underneath the glacial material is not sand. A lot of times it's shale. So what you're dealing with is not a big, thick pile of sand that will easily transmit water. You're dealing with kind of like an arterial system that is complicated.
So you feel the studies they did weren't adequate to present a clear picture of what's going to happen here?
Not at all.
Okay. This is very close to Island Lake, too, the site that they're at. I know that they have stated publicly, or at least in their survey, that there will be no impact to Island Lake. Do you agree with that?
No.
Okay, what do you feel is going to happen to Island Lake as a result of this mining operation?
Well, you know, it's hard to say exactly what it'll be, but the tendency will be to lower the lake level. And these people, there's quite a number of wells, because all the cabins there and homes have wells. And I've looked at those, and a lot of them are like mostly mud. Mm-hmm. I mean, for sure their wells are going to be impacted, but those wells are not out of contact with the lake, which is going to be impacted.
Is there anything else you think that they haven't considered or haven't publicly considered in regards to this operation?
Well, the fen. Okay. The fen, this fen that's in Park Linden across North Territorial, is an exceptional example. It's a huge complex. Beautiful zonations of plants, white carbonate marl. I mean, you can't even go in there without a permit. And they're like, oh, water will be coming back to that then. It is not the same water. It'll be loaded with nitrate because the soils that they've stripped away, upland, it's not the same water. And there's another thing, arsenic.
Okay, so you feel that they'll have a really potentially almost deadly impact on this fen as it exists, and it'll change the dynamic of the wetland area. Doesn't the state of Michigan have something in place to prevent things from that?
There is the MDEQ, DNR, and they are reviewing the application. There's a separate application made to them.
Well, this is Patrick Campion. This is Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU. It is a Wednesday morning regular feature here. I have with me as a guest this morning Dr. Lynn Walter, clearly an expert in all things sediment and sand, and definitely somebody that could present a very good opinion on the impact of this McCoy Minerals operation if it proceeds. Anything you want to conclude with here, any other information you could provide about positives or negatives about this?
Well, I want to talk a little bit about economics.
Okay.
Because and impact on your listening area. I mean, a lot of people go over there for some of the most beautiful land in Washtenaw County. That's going to be compromised. Their enjoyment's compromised. When they go riding bikes, they're going to have to deal with gravel trucks.
All right. So besides just the fact that they're going to change the ecology of the area, they're actually going to change the way it looks and the way it's perceived and the way people can enjoy it.
Exactly.
And is there anything in place for people to take that into account? I mean, in the state of Michigan, can somebody stand up and say this park is a natural resource or this area is a natural resource that should be preserved?
Well, the Chelsea Chamber of Commerce came out against it. And, in fact, the Washtenaw, I guess it's the commission or whatever, they made a vote against it. All but right, that's not binding.
No, that's true. Okay, so where do we go from here? What happens next?
Well, the next thing will be hearings with, you know, the DEQ. There'll be hearings with the township. And I would urge everybody to write to the Linden Township. Go to their website. There's actual material on that website that's been uploaded with the application. And to write and just be part of putting as many voices to this as possible.
Well, Lynn, thank you for your time this morning. We really appreciate the expert's perspective on the ecological impact, certainly, and the natural impact that this proposed mining operation will have. We hope that if we'd like to ask you again to come back and comment on this further, if it does proceed further, you'd be willing to do that?
Oh, I would. I care a lot about this area.
Great. Wonderful. And we love having people here that are part of our community to comment on things that impact our community. I'm Patrick Campion, sitting in for David Fair this morning during Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU. Again, my guest was Dr. Lynn Walter, Professor Emerita of Geology at the University of Michigan. Thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Thank you, Patrick.